The Small Rain by Madeline L'Engle. Performed by Kathleen Gatti. Catherine knew, before the first act was half over, that something was wrong with Manya. She stood in the wings, waiting for her entrance, a good 10 minutes early, because she could hear no cues from her dressing room. Manya's voice, coming from the stage, was rich and vibrant as usual. But there was a break, a fraction of a second long, in the middle of one of her speeches, and the child knew, without seeing, that Manya had pressed the palm of her hand against her forehead to collect herself before she went on. Catherine turned to Mac, the property man, who was arranging the tea tray on his small table in the corner. "Mac, what's the matter with Aunt Manya?" Mac put his hand behind his ear, and she repeated her question in a louder whisper, but he just shook his head and stirred the tea in the teapot, cut 2 slices in the loaf of bread, and fitted the pieces together again. Catherine left him and went to stand by the fire inspector, who had watched the play from his post in the wings every night for 6 months, and every night for 6 months had confiscated Manya's cigarettes only when she had smoked them down to the end. He put his arm around Catherine when she came up to him, but didn't take his eyes off Manya on the stage. The child stayed leaning against him in the shadow for a moment, then wandered over to where Pete Burns, the assistant stage manager and general understudy, was holding the book. When he saw her, he beckoned.
"It's kind of slow tonight, kitten. See if you can pick up the pace."
Catherine loved Pete because he treated her as though she were an adult.
"What's the matter with Aunt Manya?" she whispered. "With Madame Sergeyevna? Nothing, kitten. The whole act's just dragging. It's almost time for your entrance."
Catherine left him, tiptoeing across the back of the stage, running her forefinger softly over the mass of radiator pipes that lined the back wall higher than organ pipes. Radiators that were never very warm, because Manya could not bear to have the backstage or her dressing room too hot. Catherine was glad, because she disliked heat too. She climbed the wooden stairs with the inadequate railing that had given way once at an understudy rehearsal when Pete Burns leaned too heavily against it, and stood on the platform, waiting for her cue. She ran her fingers through her heavy dark hair to make sure that it fell down her back in a shaggy mane, peered through the peephole until Manya crossed slowly to the fireplace and sat down beside it, and waited until Manya leaned down and pulled off one jeweled shoe. Then she ran down the stairs. The scene went easily, quickly. She did not have to worry about picking up the pace. But sitting at Manya's feet, looking up at her, speaking her lines with unaffected sincerity, she still felt that something was wrong, and she was not surprised when Manya did not come in on cue.